The Philippines Customs Intelligence Investigation Service impounded the consignment of horn at the port of Manila in early September, says Oliver Valiente, CIIS Chief of Staff.
This is the first time that we have encountered a rhinoceros horn. This is the first time. 6 pieces of horn are hidden inside the sack of cashew nuts. We are worried that this kind of schemes are being done in the Philippines. But our intelligence network, we're trying to strengthen them by gathering information from our counterparts in other countries.
Valiente spoke to VOA by mobile phone from Manila's Chinatown, where he and his team were investigating links to the illegal cargo.
We are here right now. We are trying to snoop around Chinatown and other groups that are interested. As we heard, with the Koreans, Chinese, and other Asian countries who are very interested in buying rhinoceros horn, there are stores that suggest that rhinos such as aphrodisiac, it will be very, very lucrative.
The 6 horns, valued at more than $1 million, are a significant catch. The majority of horns are typically believed to be smuggled into Asia, one at a time, in courier's suitcases. The CIIS suggests the consignment represents an exploratory effort by the crime syndicates behind the rhino horn trade to open new smuggling routes from Africa into China, the world's second largest horn consumer after Vietnam. Recently, Beijing has intensified its efforts to stop the smuggling of rhino horn, elephant ivory, and parts from other endangered wildlife, observes Tom Milliken, director of the Wildlife Trade Monitoring Network, TRAFIC. Although still fighting major contraventions, China has introduced new legislation to control the online sale of rhino horn and sent more guards to its border with Vietnam in an effort to control cross-frontier smuggling. In a little reported operation in April, 100,000 law enforcement officials deployed across the country, shutting down thousands of dealers in illegal wildlife. Meanwhile, Vietnam has not impounded a single rhino horn since 2008.
China is targeting cargo and containers coming from certain places in Africa. So being able to move a container into the Philippines, change the documentation, and make it appear as if it's a container that is coming from an Asian country has been a technique that criminal syndicates have used to try to safeguard their illicit cargo from detection.
The Manila specimens were likely removed from animals killed in South Africa, where Milliken says authorities have worked hard to tackle rhino poaching, despite considerable challenges. The country has appointed specialist rhino crime prosecutors. Court sentences have also risen, with poachers and traffickers facing up to 40 years in jail. But South Africa's efforts have been undermined.
Some of the Asian syndicates have shifted their base of operation to neighboring countries, for example, Mozambique, where they have less chance of being detected. That is a worrying development. Organized crime is very quick to adapt.
This adaptability is a major problem, agrees Julie Ayling of Australia National University, who last month published a study on the resilience of organised crime syndicates behind the rhino horn trade. Ayling says in the same way legitimate businesses factor in regulatory costs, so the gang behind the Manila shipment would have factored in the cost of customs agents intercepting the 6 horns.
So if the costs get too great, the crime group would obviously reassess what they're doing and adjust their business model. And this could be a minor adjustment, such as changing a trafficking route, or a major one involving a whole new way of doing business or a whole new commodity. And this is what I meant when I said that criminal groups exhibit resilience.
Ayling says governments and grassroots communities, public and private sectors, all need to work together to develop a coordinated response to fighting rhino crime. But first and foremost, she believes, law enforcement agencies need to delve further into the structures of these criminal groups if the rhino is to beat extinction.
We need to understand the networks better. They seem to spring into being. It's amazing to me that we don't really have a good understanding about how criminals get together and form alliances, meet, develop trust, and then how they actually operate in terms of their criminal activities.
In South Africa, up to 2 rhino are believed to be killed by poachers each day, snared or shot, and the horn hacked from the animal's head while it is still alive. At the current rate, experts believe the world's last wild rhino could be dead by 2025. In the meantime, Philippine authorities remain vigilant as the illegal trade continues to escalate. Ivan Broadhead for VOA News, Hong Kong.